Module 7, Chairing a Meeting, Part 1. Chairing the meeting is a leadership role. You must be ready and able to stand up and kick off the meeting without sounding nervous or uncomfortable. Your ability to communicate early in the meeting sets the tone of the meeting. Chairing a meeting effectively takes time to develop and requires practice. This module is part 1 of 2 modules that teaches how to effectively chair a meeting. The first part will teach how to start your meeting on the right foot. Next, we will discuss the role of the agenda, and finally, we will discuss how to use the parking lot. All of these techniques are designed to make you a more effective chairperson. In fact, you will get an opportunity to practice commencing a meeting. Do not worry. This is a safe learning environment where you will not be forced to do something you are not comfortable doing. However, remember to use your action plan if you need more practice chairing a meeting. Let us start this module from the top, which is getting off on the right foot. Getting off on the right foot. Opening your meeting effectively requires both a technique and a flow. The signals flow gives you an easy model to follow when opening the meeting. Here is a breakdown of the acronym. Salutation is opening the meeting by welcoming and greeting your participants. Introduction is where you introduce who you are. Guest mentioned is where you introduce those attendees that are special guests. Need to know is a list of things like logistics, bathroom location, fire exits, general meeting format that is shared with the attendees. Agenda is where you discuss the purpose of the meeting and give a brief overview of the agenda. Laws of the meeting is where you discuss how the meeting is going to run. This includes policies on electronic devices, participation, and handling conflict. Segue is the part of your introduction that links this part to the next topic, which in this case will be the role of the agenda. Practicing your opening is the best way to become better at it. Over time, you will develop your own style, which will be comfortable to you. In any case, you will need to do it in order for you to learn it. The role of the agenda. The agenda is an entity that plays a vital role like the chairperson or minute taker. It should not be ignored because if it is ignored, your meeting will experience time and participant management problems. Many times meetings run over or are cut short, leaving topics unaddressed that were on the agenda. Consistently missing the agenda time and topics is a sign of poor meeting management. Here is a list of items the agenda accomplishes when handled as a role at the beginning of the meeting. The agenda communicates meeting topics, presenters, time allotted for each speaker. The agenda provides focus by stating the meeting objectives clearly, outlining the meeting in increments of time, providing a checklist of things to accomplish in the meeting, allowing the attendees to see both the beginning and the end of the meeting, avoiding them becoming distracted when they are left wondering when this meeting will end. Here is a sample introduction of how to introduce the agenda as a role at the beginning of the meeting. The agenda today will help us meet today's goal of deriving a good sales strategy. We have 4 presenters who are going to discuss how to present the new product, handle objections, gain commitment, and close the sale. The agenda will be our guide so we can stay on track and finish on time. Simply handing out the agenda does not communicate its role. You must introduce it like any other person that has a role in the meeting. Using a parking lot. Using a parking lot in your meeting provides a place where topics that cannot be answered during the meeting are noted for follow-up later. Sometimes the topics in the parking lot may be answered during the course of the meeting, but this is unusual. The parking lot is simple to implement. You could create a physical place by using a piece of flip chart paper with sticky notes. Perhaps you prefer electronic documentation. You can collect parking lot topics onto a spreadsheet. Whatever you choose, you need to have a basic format. Here are some things to consider. Take a few moments to share with the attendees how the parking lot works. Meant for topics that require follow-up after the meeting. Hold questions that can be answered later in the meeting. Provide brief instruction on how to register a parking lot issue. Provide the question or topic, name, and contact information on a sticky note or verbally to the minute taker. Chairperson will review parking lot topics to determine if the topic requires follow-up after the meeting. Follow-up communication will be sent to all the members of the meeting. The parking lot is helpful in managing your time. It gives you the ability to move off a topic that requires more research and time to develop. Remember to check the parking lot at the end of the meeting and always be sure to follow up when you say you will. Case study. Scott sighed as he looked over the evaluation methods he and his team had decided to use after the workshop. He sought out his coworker and friend, Paramit, for help. Paramit asked, "What seems to be the problem?" Scott said, "We developed a rating system to objectively gather information on workplace observation, but I still feel like we're missing something." After a moment of thinking, Paramit said, "Have you considered a 360-degree feedback rating? That would give you feedback from several sources at once and increase accuracy. Scott smiled. That's a great idea. Is this the only evaluation tool you're using? No way, said Scott. If I'm going to gather information through workplace observation, I also need to supplement the evaluation with more objective methods. After the brainstorming session, Scott's evaluation tools successfully captured data.